You're listening to SBS News.
Health and border control workers and aged care residents and their carers have started getting the Pfizer vaccine at hubs across the country. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt described today as a day of hope. Speaking from a Pfizer vaccination hub at a Canberra hospital, Mr. Hunt says Australia has embarked on the next stage in the fight to combat the virus.
Today, scenes such as this, which is occurring here in Canberra, are occurring in every state and territory. Maddie and Nicoletta, two nurses, one of whom was receiving the vaccine as a frontline worker, one of whom was giving the vaccine as a frontline worker, are Australian heroes.
But he reminded people to maintain COVID-safe practices such as social distancing and hand washing during the rollout, saying it's still unknown how the vaccine affects the transmission rate of the virus and how long protection lasts for. The government is aiming to vaccinate 60,000 frontline workers and aged and disability care residents this week. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says about 1,200 vaccinations have taken place today, and the aim is to have all residents in the state inoculated by the end of October.
And I'm looking forward to having the overwhelming majority of our citizens have the vaccine in the next few months. That's really, really critical. And of course, by the end of October, I hope that everybody who's offered the vaccine in New South Wales, which should be the whole population, has had it by that time. And yes, it does mean we can think about the settings. It does mean we can start thinking about overseas travel. We can start thinking about easing of restrictions. These are all things we can start thinking about if a critical mass of our population takes up the vaccine.
South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says about 1,700 people will be vaccinated this week, with a goal to reach 12,000 over the next 3 weeks. He acknowledged there is vaccine hesitancy in the community.
Now, some people are a bit anxious about vaccination. Some people might even say, it's not for me, I'm young, I don't need it. Look, the simple facts of the matter that the vaccination is safe, and it's really important to get it. The more people that are vaccinated, the safer that we're going to be in South Australia. We've had great cooperation so far. We expect that to continue into the future.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly concedes about 20% of the community are hesitant about the vaccine. Such a view was on show at the weekend when the Australian Open final crowd booed at the mention of coronavirus vaccinations. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says it's disgraceful that Tennis Australia's president was booed during the presentation ceremony at the Australian Open after mentioning the COVID-19 vaccine. Jane Hrdlicka was making her speech following Novak Djokovic's win in the men's singles final at Melbourne Park when the crowd interrupted. Mr. McCormack says the federal government expects resistance from anti-vaxxers, but has urged the public to get behind the vaccine.
Well, that's not Australian. I'm sorry, that is just un-Australian. This vaccine is going to get our country back to some sort of pre-COVID normality. This vaccine needs to roll out right across the country. While it's not mandatory, while you don't have to get the vaccine, I encourage Australians to do so. Not just for their own sake, but for those people who are loved ones.
Meanwhile, in Question Time today, Prime Minister Scott Morrison paid tribute to those helping roll out the vaccine. Aged care resident Jane Malaszczyk, 85, who survived World War II in Poland and as a child before migrating to Australia, was first in line for the Pfizer vaccination.
This is a new era of confidence for Australians in our fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. And I want to thank all of the medical experts who have done such extraordinary work, from our departments of health, for those who work in the health system at the federal level, at the state level, Mr. Speaker, as right across the country today they continue to roll out. And I would only encourage people, Mr. Speaker, to follow the advice of Jane Malaszczyk, 84, of Sydney, who Jane put it simply today, everybody, go and get it so you will be safe. That's Jane's advice to the country, Mr. Speaker.
And the rollout of the vaccine comes as the country's hotel quarantine system comes under the microscope. The federal and some state governments are looking at the potential for a purpose-built quarantine facility in Toowoomba, as well as the Northern Territory's Howard Springs quarantine facility's capacity to take more people. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.